This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like a trick question, but it's really not if you think about it for a second. What do Google, Snapchat, TikTok, and Facebook all have in common, other than the ability to suck an enormous amount of time and attention away from you, or maybe because of that? They all have business models that rely on selling ads. And because of that, they've all got a common problem, because ad spending ain't what it used to be. In point of fact, in its earnings report this afternoon, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, said it's under pressure from, quote, the weak advertising demand environment. That slowdown in ads, though, isn't hitting everybody equally. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
Spending on advertising is slowing down.
There is a pretty unprecedented number of problems that are affecting advertising-based companies right now.
Jasmine Enberg is a principal analyst at Insider Intelligence. A big one, inflation.
Corporations, the ones that spend money on marketing campaigns, are seeing cost inflation in a variety of their other parts of their business.
Mark Mahaney is a senior managing director at Evercore ISI.
So that means at the margin, they probably have less money to spend on marketing.
So it's no surprise then that ad-based companies' earnings have slowed down. But not equally. Alphabet's earnings were better than expected. Twitter's were disappointing, and Snap's were dismal.
No advertising revenue platform is recession-proof, but not all ad platforms are created equal, and some are going to be more recession-resistant.
We hear and talk about Snapchat and Twitter a lot, but in terms of revenue, they're tiny, sometimes even considered experimental advertising. Google and Meta are huge. Again, Insider Intelligence's Jasmine Enberg.
We are expecting Snapchat and Twitter each to make up under 1% of total worldwide digital ad revenues this year. Compare that with Google, which is up close to 30%.
So it's the little guys that are getting stung worse here. But ad revenue slowing down is very different from declining. Kate Scott Dawkins is with media investment company Group M.
Overall, the industry, we don't see a decline in store.
Some companies may lose ground, others may gain. TikTok's growth has been explosive, for example. But overall, Scott Dawkins says revenue growth for the industry will be in the low double digits. Not terrible, just not the 50 to 60% growth some companies saw last year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.